Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 510 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It's Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. Tuesday evening, bands on the beach. Tuesday evening. Going to be a nice night for that. Austin's ready to go in about 3 to 4 minutes with an update on your evening forecast, as well as a five-day forecast looking down the line. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it's a pretty good forecast.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, but let's go ahead and jump into the top three things you really should know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the extended Florida legislative session is over. The budget is passed, and the vendetta between Governor DeSantis and House Speaker Daniel Perez continues. On Monday, DeSantis bashed the additional 6 weeks of this year's session, saying it was totally unnecessary. He also promised to axe at least $500 million from the budget using his line item veto authority. Lawmakers wrapped up the session June 16th, 105 days after it started and 45 days after it was scheduled to end.
And Santa Rosa commissioners adopted updated rates for new and existing municipal service benefit units, or MSBUs, for street lighting, stormwater maintenance, road paving, and fire protection. Annual assessment rates for fire protection services will also feature across-the-board increases.
All right, number three for you. ICE continues to deliver the single largest mass deportation program in history. Now, both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Offices are part of the 629 agreements nationwide. This is between ICE and local law enforcement agencies, with Florida, by the way, leading all states in the number of partnerships. Texas ranking number two, Georgia number three, North Carolina number four, and Alabama rounding out the top five.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a 17-year-old was killed in a double shooting in Atmore. Police say the shooting happened on Carver Avenue near 18th Avenue. The victim was ID'd as Gabriel Hooks of Atmore. Police say a second victim was flown to a trauma center with non-life-threatening injuries. There's no word on possible suspects, but an investigation is ongoing.
Okay, 513 News Radio 92.3. Those storms were pretty intense yesterday afternoon, especially over in the Navarre area. Some of those storms resulted in a 19-year-old being treated for minor injuries after a lightning strike. Happened at a restaurant over on Navarre Beach. The man was taken by a private vehicle to the closest ER room, their emergency room. It was one of several incidences reported as severe storms moved through Navarre and surrounding areas. Officials also reported a shipping container being thrown into the water. Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker.
The contractor that's doing our seawall stabilization project out there, his container, I think it was like a pods container, blew off there into the sound, and they wow. were working to retrieve that.
Well, fire rescue said there were several lightning strikes, but no large fires as a result of this system moving through yesterday afternoon. A kayaker in distress was rescued, and several people were trapped in an elevator due to a power outage. Now, how about that for a calm Monday afternoon?
Yeah, my goodness. And a teenager is dead after being shot while attempting to rob a gas station in Mobile. Officials say it happened on Saturday. The teen was suspected of robbing the same store on the corner of St. Stephen's Road and Pritchard Avenue previously. Officials say after being shot by the clerk, the teen ran and got about two blocks away before collapsing. He was wearing a hoodie, mask, and gloves and was carrying a 9mm handgun. The clerk has not been charged with a crime.
And while you just kind of touched on an Alabama story, let me go a step further here. Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force arresting 37 illegal immigrants. The arrest happened at a job site over in Gulf Shores. It was actually the new Gulf Shores High School. And that happened earlier this afternoon. But that was another incident from our friends over at Alabama. An investigation continuing locally after a deputy-involved shooting at a local Arby's restaurant last week. Three deputies remain on paid leave as FDLE investigates the circumstances. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says the deputies were looking for 38-year-old Daniel Hayes on serious charges.
Well, it stemmed from an incident that took place on the 13th, I believe, in which the suspect and was, in this case, was alleged to have committed domestic violence, strangulation, held a screwdriver to the throat of the victim.
Very serious charges.
And so we had warrants. There were warrants on our books for this individual.
FDLE is investigating and will soon submit their findings to the state attorney's office. It is 5:15. afternoon sliding by here. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special, and that's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident reported at the intersection of Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard, causing some backups at that intersection at this time, particularly if you're traveling eastbound on Fairfield, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some problems on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and we've had some congestion develop if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 90 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 97, low of 75, so it's going to be pretty warm. And also, in the latter half of your Wednesday, we are going to be seeing rain chances of about 40 to 50%.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida condo owners may get what the governor calls much-needed relief, thanks to new laws. Governor Ron DeSantis signed two bills yesterday meant to provide condo owners with financial relief and flexibility. The bills gave HOAs more time to come up with the money needed to fund critical repairs and more flexibility to meet reserve funding requirements.
Yeah, it's been about 4 years since that Florida condo tower collapsed down in South Florida, killing about 100 people. Eben Brown is filing a report this afternoon. He's in Miami.
Report by the National Institute of Standards and Technology points to design issues with slab and column joints as to why the Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida, came crashing down in 2021, killing 98 people.
These conditions existed from the time construction was complete, 40 years before the partial collapse.
Investigator Glenn Bell adds the tower's construction failed to meet codes and standards, and that deterioration and stress went unchecked through the years. A final report by the NIST is due to be completed by next year. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis continues his fight for property tax relief. He says homeowners should not have to pay the government to live on their own property. The proposal is not included in the state's new spending plan, but DeSantis says Floridians will likely get a chance to vote on it in November.
I love the state of Florida's idea of about how to design a detention center.
All right.
They've got a doozy going in down in the Everglades. It's an immigration detention center. It is moving forward in the Everglades, and Fox's Sue Guzman has a story on this very strange building.
It's being dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, a detention center for illegal migrants, and is being built in the Florida Everglades on an unused airfield. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said Monday the facility will be funded in a large part by the federal government and will cost Florida $450 million a year to operate. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says they expect to have 5,000 beds in place by early July. He says the National Guard will be used to help run Alligator Alcatraz as they detain, deport, and remove illegal migrants from the country. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And also wanted to touch on this. NASA preparing to launch the fourth private astronaut mission to the International Space Station early tomorrow morning. The Axiom 4 crewed mission will lift off aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 1:31 a.m. our time, weather permitting. It comes after what we've already been discussing as several delays.
Yeah, we've talked, I think the last a couple of weeks ago when they tried to launch it. I hope they get it off. Too early in the morning for me to get up and follow that.
You are correct.
Two men in Florida are accused of stealing money from people with special needs, doing so by operating a fraudulent trust management nonprofit. Greg Kehoe has more on the story.
Gavoni and Witek sent annual false accounting statements to their victims, promising that their money was in investments when in reality their money was already in Gavoni and Witek's pockets and their businesses.
Goodness gracious, how terrible. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some national headlines, some of the hardest hitting stuff happening across the U.S. of A today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Jesus loves the unlovable. He loves sinners, and sinners come in all shapes and sizes. In John 3, Jesus shows love to a religious sinner named Nicodemus. Yet in John 4, he shows love to an adulterous sinner known as the Samaritan woman. Nicodemus needed to be born again even though he was religious, just as the sinful Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was living with a man who wasn't her husband, she also needed to be born again. The fact is, we're all sinners. When the Samaritan woman realized who Jesus was, she believed on him savingly and then told people all over town how Jesus saved her soul from the consequences of her sin. I urge you, trust Christ today to deal with your sin problem. You'll be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Explore a wide range of local and fresh produce at the Saturday Farmers Market in Navarre from 10 till 2 at South 87 and Segura Corner. Summer Saturdays, live band performances continue with free shows from noon till 4 at The Garden at Perfect Lane on Garden Street. This week, check out the band Caviar Waves. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 523, News Radio 92.3. Kind of a warm afternoon out there. If you're heading to bands on the beach, dress very lightly. T-shirt and shorts night. It's going to be a little bit of humidity out there to deal with. But
yeah, I got a T-shirt, jersey, sweats. I am not dressed for a beach occasion.
There you go. That's the voice of Austin Price, ladies and gentlemen. And he'll be around in just about 2 minutes with a 5-day forecast. And, of course, this evening's forecast on News Radio 92.3. Despite repeated demands from President Trump to lower those interest rates, the Fed chair, we're talking about Jerome Powell here, says it's not going to happen on his watch. Here's Jenny Casola.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is continuing a wait-and-see attitude on whether to lower interest rates. In remarks to the House Financial Services Committee, Powell says despite uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment. Inflation has come down a great deal, but has been running somewhat above our 2% longer-run objective.
He says there is still uncertainty about the path of inflation.
Respondents to surveys of consumers, businesses, and professional forecasters point to tariffs as the driving factor.
And Powell says it's too early to know what the economic implications of the Iran-Israel situation would be. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
Stocks rallying on hopes that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran will lay the groundwork for a more permanent end to tensions in the Middle East. Today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave testimony to Congress on Capitol Hill and said that the central bank could cut rates sooner rather than later, but at the same time, it can afford to wait to see the impact of tariff-fueled inflation. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with tech and financials leading the charge, while energy lagged as oil prices continued to decline. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Chevron, Apple, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow up 507 points, the Nasdaq higher by 282, S&P 500 up 67. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And we still have some backups at the intersection of Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard because of an accident that was reported earlier this hour. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 90 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very hot and it's sometimes damp. It's going to be a high of 97 on your Wednesday, but in the latter half of it, we're going to get rainfall chances of about 40 to 50%.
Okay, talking about the heat wave, well, it's making record temperatures in the Northeast become a reality. Katie Burns in New York City this afternoon with more.
We are burning up on the first week of summer thanks to a heat wave hitting much of the U.S. Here in New York, it's been a record breaker. Central Park hit a record high temperature previously set in 1888 during the peak of the heat wave Tuesday. Locals and tourists are feeling it, but some people say they still have to get to work. For food truck workers, it's a struggle. Gustavo Gutierrez says it feels like a sauna inside.
In here right now, it's probably 100, 110.
He says they're stocking four times the amount of water bottles they typically have to keep up with demand. As forecasters say, we should be feeling some relief on Thursday when the heat dome is expected to dissipate. In New York, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And California Congressman Robert Garcia will serve as the Democratic leader on the House Oversight Committee. The top spot on the Oversight Committee became vacant after Congressman Gerald Connolly of Virginia died last month. Garcia was up against Congressman Stephen Lynch and Kwaize Umfume, as well as Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. According to members, the secret ballot vote was 150 to 63, and Garcia received a major boost when the Democratic Steering Committee voted to recommend him for the job.
You remember that guy? We talked about him in our meeting today, about pronouncing his name.
We did, yeah. Well, we were talking about how phonetic spelling needs to be more of a saving grace.
Mm-hmm. Amen. U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution for American travelers amid violence and uncertainty in the Middle East. Carnival Cruise Line CEO Josh Weinstein says his cruise line's prepared for situations just like this.
We have very robust processes in place, communications with governments all over the world, and we take action as we see fit to make sure that our crew, our guests, are safe.
And voters are at the polls across New York City for primary day. Nine Democrats are in the NYC mayoral race, but it appears to be a tight contest between former Governor Andrew Cuomo and Zohran Mamdani. A new poll from Emerson College projected Mamdani would beat Cuomo in the last round of ranked choice voting.
528, News Radio 92.3, the DOJ takes on Washington State's attempt to mandate the reporting of sexual abuse that's revealed during Catholic confessions.
Ooh.
You're right about that one. I'll go with your statement.
Yes, he seconds it.
Teresa Crowley has more on this questionable story.
It's called the confessional seal. What's said in the Catholic sacrament of penance is sacrosanct between the person and God, with the priest standing in for Christ offering God's forgiveness. Now the Department of Justice is suing Washington State over a new mandatory reporting law requiring a priest to break the seal and report any confession of abuse to the state. Governor Bob Ferguson signed the law requiring a priest to choose between state criminal charges or being excommunicated by the church for breaking the seal. The Trump Justice Department argues this violates the free exercise of religion for all Catholics, and DOJ will not sit idly by when states attack the free exercise of religion. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. President Trump's border czar says Iranian terror cells are a significant threat to Americans. Tom Homan's comments come after the U.S. got involved in the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict and bombed Iranian nuclear sites. Homan suggested the cells are involved in a lot of crime and stressed the importance of border security at this time. His comments also follow a warning from Customs and Border Protection that the threat of sleeper cells in the U.S. has never been higher, but it cited no specific threats.
Okay, locally, Scambia Sheriff's Office is hosting a class. It's titled Shield Against Scams, a Citizen's Guide to Fraud Prevention. The event gets underway on Thursday, July 17th from 10 to noon. You'll learn a lot. The class also includes a Seniors versus Crime presentation made by the Office of the Attorney General. Have economics, crime investigators on site discussing current scam trends. Ought to take it in. A couple hours out of your midday won't be so bad. Hey, we got sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The United States helping broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Iran. Early on, seemingly violated by both countries, the ceasefire reportedly is holding since then. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan backs the Trump administration's decision to strike Iran.
Iran is the largest state sponsor of terrorism. They've said, you know, back during the campaign, they were talking about trying to assassinate President Trump. I know they're bad, and I fully support what the actions the president took this past week.
Some Democrats have been critical, though, of the Trump administration for launching those strikes without congressional approval. House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Ted Lieu accuses them of overstepping legal authority.
We have to make sure this regime never acquires a nuclear weapon. At the same time, I believe the Constitution means what it says. Only Congress has a power to declare war.
Classified briefings for Congress on Iran set for today were postponed until later in the week. America's listening to Fox News.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the extended Florida legislative session is over. The budget is passed, yet the vendetta between Governor Ron DeSantis and House Speaker Daniel Perez continues. On Monday, DeSantis bashed the additional 6 weeks of this year's session, saying that it was unnecessary. He also promised to axe at least $500 million from the budget using his line item veto authority. Lawmakers wrapped up the session on June 16th. That was 105 days after it started and 45 days after it was scheduled to end.
Okay, here's your second story of the afternoon. Santa Rosa commissioners adopted updated updated rates for new existing municipal service benefit units, or we call them MSBUs, for street lighting, stormwater maintenance, road paving, and fire protection. Annual assessment rates for fire protection services will also feature across-the-board increases.
All right, very nice. And your third top three story, ICE continues to deliver the single largest mass deportation program in history. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Offices are part of the 629 agreements nationwide between ICE and local law enforcement agencies, and the state of Florida leads all states in number of partnerships. Texas ranks at number two, followed by Georgia, North Carolina, and Alabama, rounding out the top five.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Let me tell you a good story this afternoon. You ready for
you
one?
You better.
All right, here, let me give you a good one here. And we want to thank our friends over at P&J for this one. They are reporting this afternoon, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz will soon be a father. There you go. See the see all the smiles there?
Yeah, I'm ear to ear over
Gaetz's
here.
Wife, Ginger Lucky, announced that the couple was expecting their first child together, and that's in a post on, I believe they posted on X, which was shared along with photo of the couple standing together, showing off the baby bump. A lot of excitement. So anyway, congrats to Matt Gaetz, soon to be father, today, just announcing that today.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And also, Gulf Shores police arrested 32-year-old Brendan Tyler Smith for voyeurism after his co-worker at Hangout Hospitality discovered a GoPro camera in a bathroom at their warehouse. The worker found footage showing herself and another victim. The incident had been reported to Human Services back in April, and of course, it was later reported to the police.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And Taylor hits it on the ground, bounces out to Albies, and the Braves have beaten the Mets four in a row as they hang on for a 3-2 win. And they drop the Mets to their ninth loss in their last 10 games as the Mets start the homestand with a one-run defeat.
On WPIX, the Braves beat the Mets 3-2. Atlanta starting pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach threw seven innings for the victory. Atlanta has won 5 of 7. The Mets dropped a game and a half behind first-place Philadelphia, which was off Monday. St. Louis Cardinals won for the sixth time in 7 games, beat the NL Central leading Cubs 8-2. To get within 3.5 games of the division leaders. Cal Raleigh hit his major league leading 32nd home run in the Mariners 11-2 toppling of the Twins. Raleigh leads the majors by 4 home runs over the Yankees' Aaron Judge, who hit his 28th home run Monday, the only run of the Yankees' 6-1 loss to Cincinnati, which got a home run, a triple, and a double from Ellie De La Cruz. The Rangers scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning, beat the Red Sox 9-5. Orioles starting pitcher Jackson Holliday threw 8 shutout innings, allowed only 3 singles to the Rangers. Baltimore blanked Texas 6-0. The Diamondbacks shut out the White Sox 10-0. Pavin Smith hit a pair of home runs for Arizona, who got 10 strikeouts from starter Eduardo Rodriguez. The Pirates snapped the Brewers' win streak at 4 games. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa tripled in the go-ahead run of the 6th inning of a 5-4 win for Pittsburgh. The Nationals beat the Padres 10-6. NBA trade. ESPN reports the Celtics are dealing Drew Holiday back to the Portland Trailblazers for Anthony Simmons and 2 second-round draft picks. Soccer. Inter Miami, the only team from Major League Soccer to advance to the knockout stage of the Club World Cup. Inter Miami scored a 2-2 draw against Palmeiras last night to set up a round of 16 matchup against European champ Paris Saint-Germain. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And longtime NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers is pretty sure he'll retire after this season. He signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers earlier this month, and he made the comment on ESPN's Pat McAfee show earlier today. The multi-time Pro Bowler is entering his 21st season after spending the last 2 years with the New York Jets.
You know, I just wondered, did he make that announcement while he was out in the middle of the desert doing peyote? You never can tell.
Yeah, well, I look at it as like he said he was married, and some people are refuting that. So who knows?
In another day in the life of Aaron Rodgers.
A very weird life, indeed.
Hey, it will be an interesting season. You have to admit this.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Let me talk about the local good guys here for a second. Pensacola. Talk about the Wahoos, of course. Pensacola is 34-35. That's 34 wins, 35 losses so far in the 2025 season. The Wahoos back on the road tonight for game one of a 6-game series against the Chattanooga Lookouts. First pitch will be going out 6:15. That's Central Time. That's Pensacola time. And the football world is mourning the loss of a former college football player. Here's Jared Max.
Former San Jose State wide receiver Chandler Jones was killed Sunday morning. Jones was a pedestrian struck by a vehicle on Freeway 90 in Los Angeles near an off-ramp. Chandler Jones was 33. He's the only player at San Jose State who caught at least 50 passes in all four seasons. When he left the Spartans, he was the school's all-time leader in touchdown catches with 31 and receptions with 248. Following school, Jones spent a brief time in the NFL with the Browns, the Colts, and the Buccaneers before he went to play in the Canadian Football League for the Montreal Alouettes, for whom he also coached the defensive backs in 2023 and 24, helped the team win the Grey Cup. Jones also worked as a graduate assistant at his alma mater, San Jose State. He starred at Bishop Montgomery High School. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, let's get on an Indiana story here. Let's do a couple of Indiana stories for the folks. Austin, Indiana Pacers player Tyrese Halliburton could be out of commission for a while. And you've got one coming up about the fire, right? Is it the fire? Or
fever.
Fever. No, who? There's a fire. What team is that? Chicago's?
Chicago's the Sky. Connecticut Sun. Why do I know all these? I don't know if there's a fire one.
Joe Morgan has a story about the Indiana Pacers player this afternoon.
The Pacers' worst fears were confirmed on Monday. Indiana star Tyrese Halliburton has a torn right Achilles tendon, which means he could miss all of next season, though the team did not provide a recovery timeline. Halliburton suffered the injury with just under 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter of Game 7 of the NBA Finals, as the Thunder went on to win the title. Halliburton had been playing through a calf strain after going on an epic run during the postseason. The star guard hit a tying or game-winning shot in the final seconds of all four rounds, the first player to do so in a single playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, and speaking of Indiana superstars, Caitlin Clark's new basketballs are now on store shelves. The four new signature balls were released Monday from Wilson. That's the official ball manufacturer of the NBA and WNBA. Clark's first ball sold out in minutes last fall.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Cooper Flagg will be the number one overall pick come the 2025 NBA Draft tomorrow evening at the Barclays Center to the Dallas Mavericks. And after that, the San Antonio Spurs will snatch Dylan Harper at 2 out of Rutgers. The Spurs will have a young core of Victor Wembanyama, De'Aaron Fox, Stephon Castle, Devin Vassell, and now Harper. Those five names will have an incredible amount of potential, and let's hope good health is in the future for the Spurs, because I would love to see the squad playing in the postseason this upcoming year. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 542, News Radio 92.3. A top official from former President Biden's administration appearing before a House panel today for a closed-door interview as the investigation into the former president's alleged cognitive decline begins. Here's Rich Edson from Capitol Hill.
Several Biden officials have agreed to be interviewed in this process. This is all part of the House Oversight Committee's investigation into President Biden's condition and whether those closest to him covered it up. The domestic policy chair, Neera Tanden, she's first up in this process. She arrived here shortly before 10 o'clock this morning for her closed-door interview. Former Biden aides Anthony Bernal, Ashley Williams, and Annie Tomasini are also scheduled to appear before the committee over the next few weeks. The committee has subpoenaed Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Committee Chair James Comer says his staff is investing significant time into this inquiry.
And a man accused of helping the guy who bombed a fertility clinic in Palm Springs has died in jail. Daniel Park was found unresponsive at the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown Los Angeles and later died at a hospital. He had been in federal custody on suspicion of being an accomplice to Guy Bartkus, who died in the blast last month. Prosecutors say Park shipped 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate to Bartkus to be used for a bomb.
The federal government is studying the health effects following the East Palestine train derailment that spilled toxic chemicals into the environment. Very interesting development. You remember this happened last year?
Yes.
In Ohio. Here's the latest in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, announces it will fund $10 million in long-term health studies after the East Palestine, Ohio train disaster. The government funding comes more than 2 years after the train derailment that released more than 1 million pounds of hazardous chemicals into the soil, air, and water. Several train cars burned for more than 2 days, leading to air pollution and environmental damage. Residents have reported health issues, including respiratory problems, post-traumatic stress, and some causes of cancer. The new funding will take a more in-depth look at possible long-term impacts. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
545, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, I sure am. Luckily, there's not much going on here. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather on a local scale, 90 degrees, low of 77. Tomorrow, going to be warm and potentially wet. High of 97, low of 75 with about a 40 to 50% chance of rain in the latter half of your Wednesday.
I guess we can frame the story around heat. That's safe to say. The second day of a heat dome over the eastern U.S. and a flash flood threat for parts of the Midwest take center stage as Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has that Fox weather forecast for you.
The extremely dangerous heat continues across the eastern half of the country, including the northeast coast, where temperatures are breaking century-old records for the month of June. People are urged to limit their time outdoors, especially those who are susceptible to heat-related illnesses. This will be the hottest day for most, and then things ease up as a cold front pushes through on Wednesday. Meantime, strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding will be possible for portions of the Front Range of the Rockies to the plains and sections of the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. National Hurricane Center forecasters continuing to monitor a disorganized system east of Bermuda. In fact, it has a name now, Austin. The first named tropical cyclone of the Atlantic hurricane season is Andrea. There you go.
Bombshell.
There you go. Big surprise. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Tropical storm Andrea has formed out in the open Atlantic Ocean, some 1,200 miles west of the Azores. Andrea is not expected to impact any landmass, and there are no watches or warnings posted anywhere, though cyclones at sea do pose risks for international shipping. It is expected to weaken by tomorrow morning. Andrea is the first Atlantic-named storm in a season predicted to be very active. In the Pacific, there have been already five named storms, two of which grew into hurricanes. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said today it remains unclear how President Trump's tariffs will show up exactly into U.S. consumer prices. Powell had earlier stated he advocates for a more patient approach before cutting rates again to see the impact tariffs have on prices. Rising supply and slowing demand in the housing market are causing hot prices to cool off. Home prices nationally rose just 2.7% in April compared with the previous year, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up more than 500 points. The S&P 500 added 67, and the Nasdaq grew by nearly 1.5%. Oil prices falling sharply today after President Trump said China can keep buying oil from Iran. Crude oil futures for August are above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
548 News Radio 92.3. Many foreign businesses are waiting to see if President Trump approves tariffs on timber after an investigation to see the impact on national security. Well, the president wants those findings by November. Asher Reed is in the South Pittsburgh area of South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, is where he is, up there in the mountains.
President Trump will decide whether he's going to place higher tariffs on timber coming in from other countries. Jared Cardin, controlling member of Cardin Forest Products, says exports have been put on hold.
If there's some constant, then people will buy. They can adjust their pricing.
According to the U.S. International Trade Commission, China imported over $700 million in U.S. timber last year. But Mike Cardin, chief manager of Cardin Forest Products, says that China is now one of those countries that has stopped placing orders. In fact, he says in some cases, they even turned shipments around mid-voyage. In South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Asher Red, Fox News.
And July 4th, travel is shaping up to be a record breaker. AAA predicting over 72 million people will venture at least 50 miles from home over the Independence Day holiday period from Saturday, June 28th to Sunday, July 6th. That's an additional 1.3 million road travelers compared to last year. It also says 5.84 million will be flying to their destination. That is also a new record.
Okay, the group behind economic blackout boycotts of major retailers is setting its sights on Mickey D's now. Here's Jeff Manasso.
As part of its ongoing economic blackout tour, the People's Union USA is urging Americans to boycott the McDonald's restaurant chain. It follows the progressive group's other boycotts earlier this year of major retailers, including Target, Walmart, Amazon, and others, with grievances, according to its website, that center around tax avoidance, working conditions, and general monopolistic practices, and the rolling back of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The McDonald's boycott has received less attention than the other campaigns, for which there's no public data showing a measurable drop in sales or major disruptions. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, everybody. Happy Tuesday for you. You know, it's going to be a great night tonight over on the beach. Bands on the beach. Just like to remind you of that. Get set away at 7 o'clock. Check out the good music over there. Hey, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's latest AI venture is raising some very serious privacy concerns today. Ted Linder has more on the story.
Some users of Meta's AI chatbot unknowingly share deeply personal chats about everything from health and finances to custody battles on a public feed, thanks to a confusing opt-in feature. Unlike ChatGPT or Elon Musk's Grok, Meta's platform links posts to real Instagram or Facebook accounts. And while Meta insists sharing is optional, critics warn the process is too easy to misinterpret. All this comes as Mark Zuckerberg doubles down on AI with a $14.3 billion deal and a vision of AI replacing friends and therapists. Ted Linder, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour with some pop culture notes, maybe a frivolous topic or two, right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Watch the Queen rise. Radio Gaga.
Her Majesty.
Yes, it is. Afternoon, everybody. It is moving right along. 5:55, almost called it an evening here. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. That's typically how it goes this time every afternoon. If you are dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. Right now, our only remotely major spot is Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But if this afternoon goes down like all the others do, that should hopefully clear up sooner rather than later. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees right now, low of 77 this evening. Tomorrow is going to be warmer, high of 97. But we are going to have some rainfall chances in the latter half of your Wednesday, hitting as high as 50%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, driverless cars hitting the streets in parts of Atlanta with passengers getting on board those little things. Fox's Gurnell Scott has the story.
Waymo's robo-taxis are rolling out in Georgia's capital city, Atlanta, months after about 100 of its driverless vehicles hit the streets of Austin, Texas. Waymo has partnered with Uber to dispatch its cars through the Uber app. Atlanta customers have the option to be transported with or without a driver. Waymo's service increases comes as Elon Musk's Tesla mounts a challenge to become the choice for driverless travel over Waymo. Tesla has put a few of its transports on Austin streets, but with an observer in the passenger seat for emergencies. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
And comedian Shane Gillis is set to host the ESPYs next month. That's according to Gillis himself, who said it should be a good time. ESPN Vice President Craig Lazarus says that they are thrilled to work with him to celebrate this year's top sports moments. He's currently on an international stand-up comedy tour, and the ESPYs are set for next month at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
60s teen idol who became a real-life hero has died. Fox's Michelle Polino reports on News Radio 92.3.
Bobby Sherman, a 60s teen idol, has died after a battle with cancer. He was 81. His wife, Bridget Poublon, confirmed he passed Tuesday after a battle with stage 4 kidney cancer. She said in a statement written with a family friend, John Stamos, "Bobby left the world holding my hand," adding he was brave, gentle, and full of light. Sherman rose to fame on ABC's Here Comes the Brides and scored hit singles like Little Women and Julie, Do You Love Me? But in the mid-70s, he left Hollywood to serve, becoming an EMT and technical reserve officer for the LAPD. He also co-founded a nonprofit in Ghana that provides food, education, and music programs for children. He's survived by his wife, two sons, and six grandchildren. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And conservative commentator Tucker Carlson says the Murdoch family urged him to run for president against Donald Trump in the 2024 election. Carlson said the Murdochs really hate Trump and were willing to put their support behind the pundit, although he declined. Carlson has criticized Trump in recent days on his posture towards the Middle East, but noted he still holds him in high regard. The Murdoch family owns Fox News along with the Wall Street Journal and other international media properties.
Well, the drama continues for one of rock and roll's most famous bands ahead of a farewell tour. Who do you think it might be?
Ooh, I don't know. Who? Oh, wait a minute. That was a pun, wasn't it?
The Who's Pete Townsend is speaking out about the band's split with longtime drummer Zach Starkey, calling it a mess and adding that he will miss Zach terribly. The back and forth began in April when Townsend and the Who frontman, Roger Daltrey, made a collective decision to part ways with Starkey, who is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr. He joined again days later, only to part ways another time. Starkey eventually reacted online, saying he hadn't been fired, but had instead retired to work on my own projects. Starkey telling Rolling Stone, despite the drama, he would return to the Who if asked. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
What amounts to a decent salary in 2025? What do you think it means to be wealthy? You know, what do you think? How much do you have to make a year, do you think?
Oh, gosh. To be truly wealthy, you probably got to be making well over, I'd say over $150,000 a year.
Well, you're pretty close. In fact, you're darn close. A lot of folks say anything under six figures isn't enough. Tom Rigotti has the story.
A new survey from Bankrate reveals nearly half of Americans say they need to earn at least $100,000 annually to feel financially secure, with over a quarter believing they need $150,000 or more. 77% say they do not feel completely financially secure, up 3 points from 2024. One in four adults also say they need $1 million annually to feel rich, and 45% believe the American dream is no longer attainable. 56% of Americans say they need more than they're currently earning to live comfortably. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Okay, Mega Millions tonight, $326,147.7 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. They'll make the drawing at 10 o'clock tonight. A lot of information coming up, also sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.